We always love when we bring in new members to the family. Guy Gordon welcomed a new family member this morning, and we are welcoming a new family member to WJR, to the lineup here. Michigan Golf Live in its 25th year is joining WJR on Sunday nights at 7 p.m. beginning on May 5th. And joining us on the JR Live line, Bill Hobson, creator and host of Michigan Golf Live. Bill, good morning.
Hey, good morning, and thanks. By the way, I'm thrilled to be in the family. I grew up listening to JR. I was the only kid in junior high who woke up with my radio set to J.P. McCarthy.
Oh, wow.
Everybody else was listening to cool stuff, and I was listening to talk, and I've never stopped.
So you were listening to cool stuff.
That's right. J.P. was cool.
He was very cool. He was Johnny Carson cool, and yes. I absolutely loved it. So, yes, but my friends had a different opinion, you might expect.
So, Bill, what can we expect on May 5th when you join us here at 7 p.m. on May 5th?
Yeah, we celebrate the game. You know, this crazy game that drives all of us crazy. The golf will mess with your mind. I think anybody who plays it knows that. You turn on TV, you watch these men and these ladies like Nelly Korda go out and play and make it look so easy, and then you go and try it. And most of the time, you're hooked forever because it's one of those pursuits that you never really master. And we've been talking since our 25th anniversary season on radio and our TV show, and we're just going to have a fun time celebrating with everybody. We'll give you a chance to win a lot of golf gear. We broadcast from a different golf destination every week, so we're on the road all season long, introducing you to the best places to stay and play. And we will have a celebration of the greatest game on earth.
If you need someone to carry your bag,
I have said that, Bill, you have the best job out there.
If I ever start complaining about what I do, somebody feel free to take a 7-iron and put it right into my stomach. We are truly blessed. We really are. We are blessed. We are / some would say spoiled. As we've been on this journey now for a quarter century, when we started, I had hair and I had a little more sanity, but the game has done both of those things to me. We absolutely love it. And I can't tell you, Guy, how many offers I've had for folks to come and carry my bags. And I'd like to pretend that it's heavy lifting, but the truth is we really have a fun time, so you'll never hear complaints out of us at all. Maybe gas prices, but that's about it.
Take us over the past 25 years and just the evolution and the elevation of the quality of courses in the state of Michigan.
Well, there's no state that can compare to it. I say that without reservation. I understand the people in California would be yelling at us, well, you can have it. That's fine. We don't have earthquakes here. So you go play golf in California if you'd like to. I'm going to keep both feet on terra firma.
The ball will stay on the tee.
Yes. The folks in Florida will make a case, and I'll say to them, all right, try and go outside and play in July or August. And then when you melt into a puddle of sweat, call me. Because we have this perfect setting in this peninsula state. And over the last 25 years, we've seen some ebbs and flows. There was a while when we had too many golf courses. That started to level off a little bit. And some new additions to the scene have made it even better. So we're talking about kind of weeding out those that weren't keeping themselves in presentable fashion. And now the introduction of courses, some of them short courses, some of them fewer holes courses to go along with the great resort play. And somebody texted me or messaged me from outside of Michigan and said, we found your YouTube channel, been watching your shows. We are getting ready to come to the state and we're wide open for suggestions on where we should go. And my answer, they asked, where should we go? And my answer was, anywhere. I can't just send you up north because that would be ignoring the Metro Detroit area. That would be ignoring the wonderful west side of the state golf. That would be ignoring the UP. That would be ignoring the thumb. Everywhere you go in this state, you can set up shop for 3 or 4 or 7 days, and within an hour's drive of wherever you rest your head at night, they're some of the best golf and value in the entire country. So, yeah, we are blessed. This is pure Michigan golf at its finest.
Okay, but one knock, Bill, is the season of golf is short.
Yes, we have an we like to say it's an intense season, right?
So right.
It is really abbreviated. And as soon as the snow melts, and as soon as you hear the little piano theme music for the Masters on those promos that start teasing us about 2 weeks prior, golf fever, it's an untreatable disease, by the way, golf fever kicks into high gear. And people start thinking, where am I going this summer? Have I booked my tee times? Have I made all the reservations and all the plans that I need to make? Because if you don't, you're going to have a very difficult time getting on to those most desirable courses, especially on the weekends. We have an intense season. And in the last, I'd say, 4 years, really since the pandemic, golf has been at its most popular level in my lifetime, for sure.
Well, I'll tell you, my husband and I tried to book some tee times in July for Arcadia Bluffs, and it was slim picking. So just in case you guys want to book some tee times for there. But there's more golf there at Arcadia Bluffs. Can I ask you, have you seen the dozen, and what is it?
Well, the dozen is a new 12-hole course that is under construction. So they're not playing there yet, but it's about a mile and a half from the famous Bluffs course. It will have 2 6-hole loops that'll give you a few more options for how to spend your time. They will be building some cottages there so you can stay at the dozen in a kind of a small clubhouse that will service everything that goes on there. But then that rounds out an experience at Arcadia that I think matches any experience at a top 25 golf resort in America. I've heard people over the years talk about, well, Arcadia costs a bit more than most everywhere else. My encouragement to all of you would be, take a look at what it costs to play at Pebble Beach. Take a look at what it costs to go to Pinehurst and the other top 25s. And then come back and do some math for staying a couple nights at Arcadia and playing. And you'll see it's actually in that category. It's quite a value. And this dozen is going to be spectacular. I've seen some rough sketches. But all this season will be spent shaping it and growing it in so that in 2025 you can get out there and actually play it.
Well, there may be folks saying, well, wait a minute. 18 holes is what I pay for. What happened to the other half dozen holes? And yeah, I mean, if you go back in history in Scotland, where the birthplace of this game, there was no set number of holes. They gave you the number of holes they had the land for.
Some people don't want to play for 4 hours, so this 12 could be fun.
Or six, or... You know, so now what this kind of concept does for you, and it's the same thing with some of the shorter courses that are at some of the other top resorts, it gives you an arrival day option to play a few holes if you don't get there in time for a full 18, or maybe a departure day, or perhaps you play 18 in the morning, you have lunch, you're not really feeling like a 36-hole day, but perhaps you can go over to the dozen, or if you're at Forest Dunes, you go over to the Bootlegger, or if you're at Boyne, you go to their short course, and you just unwind. Maybe you throw on your flip-flops, and you take a couple of irons with you in the cases of those par three courses. Now, I should point out that at Arcadia, the new dozen is a full length. This is not a par three course. This is not a short course. This is a full, par fours, par fives, par threes kind of a course. There's just fewer holes and some different routing options. So I'm very excited to see how it all comes together.
Well, Bill, we are happy to have you as part of the JR family. The show, Michigan Golf Live, begins on May 5th. It's a Sunday nights at 7 p.m. And, Bill, we appreciate you being here.
I appreciate the invitation. Happy to do it anytime.
All right. Thank you. Well,
now I want to play.
You want? Got you all geeked up.
You
now,
got
right?
me all geeked up.
He goes all over. That show's going to be good.
Yeah. Well, thanks for being with us on this Tuesday edition as we get ready for the NFL draft. We'll have much more to prepare you for that big event tomorrow on JR Morning. Till then, take care.